Billy Graham, one of the nation's most famous evangelical preachers, has died. He was 99 years old. Graham was a leading religious figure in this country, spreading his gospel not just from the pew, but as a savvy media figure and political operator with TV shows, radio shows, and more than 30 books.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. For many thousands of people here today, this will be an hour of decision. And you will never be the same today. Even if you refuse Christ, you'll never be the same.
Lori Goodstein is with me now, national religion correspondent for the New York Times. Lori, you can't talk about the legacy of this most famous evangelical preacher without talking about American political culture and sometimes raw politics. What's the legacy to you?
Well, Billy Graham really put evangelicals back in the center of American public life and American political life. Not only was he so prominent across every kind of media, radio, television, and then in later years, using the internet, using satellite to spread his message. But he also built institutions like the magazine Christianity Today. And his message was always that evangelicals, Christianity has a place in the country and that evangelicals should not be hiding from public life or just retreating to their churches, but should be a part of the discussion.
How important was Billy Graham to the formation of evangelicals as a political movement, as a political faction in this country?
Well, the thing about Billy Graham that is different than the evangelicals we think of today on the religious right, Billy Graham actually distanced himself quite a bit from that movement. He always said that he was public. Yes, he was a political figure and that he had access to presidents, but he was not partisan. He was supportive of Democratic presidents. He was supportive of Republican presidents. It's really his successors who take the movement in a direction that is hyper-partisan and hyper-political. Billy Graham perhaps helped set the stage for that, but he himself did not lead that.
He wasn't partisan. Billy Graham had a way, though, of appearing at the hand of any president who seemed to need moral cover after a failing. Richard Nixon is one example. Bill Clinton is another, a Republican and a Democrat, both of whom found themselves perhaps on the wrong side of American morality. And there was Billy Graham to appear with them in a photo op to sort of smooth it over.
That's right. But we should also note that it was presidents of whatever party. I mean, one of the things Barack Obama did as president was to visit Billy Graham at his home on the mountain in Montreat in North Carolina. Billy Graham was happy to be with whoever wanted to seek his support, but he did not. You should not think of Billy Graham the same way that one thinks of, say, the leaders of the moral majority, Reverend Jerry Falwell, or even Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham. They take the movement in a very different direction.
Perhaps one of the unwitting founders of American political evangelicism and the religious right, dead at age 99, Billy Graham, preacher, television host, author, radio host, evangelical. Lori Goodstein, national religion correspondent for the New York Times. Lori, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.